I told her what we've been working on, and she said your choreography is a little confusing.
Was she the one at rehearsal last week?
No, that's Becky. That's Becky. She's just a friend. Viva is an artist. And I told her what we've been working on, and she said your choreography doesn't make sense.
Sam? Put out your hand. Can you feel anything?
Nope.
Do you know why you can't feel anything?
Nope. Ow!
Do you know why that hurts?
No. Well, yeah, because you almost broke it.
Sometimes, then, perhaps it's better not to know.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, what are you doing here? I thought we were meeting tomorrow.
Hi.
Hi. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Becky.
Oh, we had a great class. Yo, I was just about to tell that story about how Viva made that painting with all the dancers.
I don't know it. Hey, I was wondering, do you believe dreams have meaning?
No, it's this gigantic painting with all these dancers and they're all doing the same pose. Or maybe it's the same dancer over and over again. It's hard to tell. The people she paints, they all look alike to me, but I think it's because she doesn't want to confuse anyone with faces. What are you doing?
I lost my ring. I think it fell off last week I came by.
Well, where do you last remember wearing it?
It's my grandmother's ring. I cannot believe that I lost it. I was wearing it the first time I met you.
Oh, yeah?
I used to wear it on my ring finger.
You did?
Just to see what it felt like. You probably never noticed, did you? Do you remember that day? When we first met?
When you came into my studio and bought those paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I remember. You know that. Why?
It's funny, there's something that I never told you.
Okay. Okay, tell me.
That day that we met in your studio, after seeing your paintings, it was not the first time we met.
What do you mean?
You're not going to remember this. I was having my ballet recital in college. You were there. We met afterwards. Your brother introduced us.
Wait, what?
You looked different back then. I mean, I'm sure I did too. We didn't say anything. I mean, it didn't last for long, but it really stuck with me.
Are you being serious? I mean, how come you never told me this?
I knew that you would never remember. Look, I didn't want you to feel bad about it.
Just let me think about it, okay? Oh, yeah, I remember.
No, you don't.
Well, yeah, I went to a lot of dance performances, but I'm sure I remember.
Look, it's okay that you don't. A few years later, I ran into your brother again. I told him how I was thinking about moving to the city to become a dancer, but I decided that it was too overwhelming for me. And he told me about you. He told me how you moved here and how you were doing so well here, how you were able to have an art studio, and how you got a job within a couple of months, waiting tables. I mean, just how well you were doing here.
I can't believe you never told me this. So you didn't even know me, but you were talking about me to my brother.
Well, after that night, I remember. Look, I guess it was felt like fate. Running into your brother felt like fate telling me to move here.
So we.
I guess I just needed a reason, and it happened to be you.
So you came into my studio and you already knew who I was? Would you like track me down?
No. No, this was years later. Running into
directs attention to someone else. Let's say I wanted to direct the other dancer's attention to you. I would do this.
Okay. And can I just do that whenever I want, if I like the movement that someone else is doing?
For Tuesday's class, yes. But as you gain more experience, you'll find there are times when it is more useful than others.
Mm.
And the third cue is?
The third cue is this.
Exactly.
Which lets the other dancers know that I don't want them to do the movement that I'm currently making.
Yes.
Okay.
This negates that movement from the dance. So, let's say there are too many slow circular gestures happening. You would use this to tell the other dancers that. No one else may agree with you, so after a time, you might have to move on to something else. But if another dancer does agree with you, they'll repeat the cue.
I'm used to dance being structured somehow. So at the end of the dance, you know all the movement that you've done. Is there anyone's job to make sure there's some sort of structure?
The structure?
Yeah.
It's in the communication. There is no better person to know what direction to take a dance than the ones who are dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Though in some more advanced classes, it's true. It's helpful to have one person take the lead for a time.
Well, so that person becomes the choreographer.
In a sense, yes, but it is only temporary, and anyone can take on that role at various times.
singer just repeated the same melody over and over and over again, you wouldn't call it a song. You would just call him crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so now songs don't need to have structure because it's all about production and it's way better.
And why is that better?
Because whenever a new software or production tool comes out, anyone can just download it. And then everyone's having the same conversation and nobody has to worry about being misunderstood.
So you're saying that an artist is anyone who can have access to this conversation? And what, since when do you even care about music production?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Viva is gonna let me borrow her drum machine. Now I just have to find someone who can give me lessons.
Viva has a drum machine now?
Yeah. She hasn't given it to me yet, but she said she never uses it anymore. Oh, before I forget, I want to show you something. Oh.
What is that?
This is a strainer. Isn't it beautiful? I use it in Viva's papermaking class. You put all the pulp right here, and all the water drains out here. Okay, there's three basic steps. First, you dip it into the bucket of pulp, and then you shake it back and forth to let all the water drain out. Then you flip it over, press it against the table, and pull the sheet of paper off. It's important that you do each step exactly right. Otherwise, the new sheet of paper is ruined. When the pulp is floating in the bucket, it's completely useless until someone comes along and really knows how to make use of one of these things. Then exactly every fiber falls into place, making a perfectly uniform piece of paper.
And are you any good at it?
It doesn't matter if I'm any good at it yet. What matters is that I study with someone who is an expert. Viva knows more about papermaking than anyone. I'm just lucky that I met her.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty depressed lately. I don't know what I'd do without her class.
Jesus, Sam. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just depressed. It's not like I'm gonna kill myself.
Help, help.
Oh my god, sometimes I don't know what goes on inside that head of yours. Anyway, I gotta get going. You wanna walk me to Viva's class? It starts in an hour.
No, I think I'll just stay here and stretch a bit. Hey, I want to tell you though, I keep having this dream. There's all these people standing around you
realized something incredible recently. A giant rock falls on a tree, and it breaks every branch. It tears apart the bark, crushes all the roots. I think that's beautiful. The tree would begin to bend its branches a little bit more every year, and eventually, it'd be unlike any other tree. Got it right when I told Sam, though. There's no harm in telling him again.
Do you remember that crazy storm we had last month? With, like, the thunder and the flooding and all the lightning?
Uh-huh.
Well, I had to run into this pet store and not get killed. I thought the animals would be freaking out, but they weren't.
But didn't it only last a minute?
Yeah, but the animals didn't know that. They should have been going nuts. Thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah. Viva said I should practice some paper making techniques before class tomorrow. Do you even listen to music anymore? Did I ever tell you about the time that Viva took the drawing class to Coney Island? There was this couple on the Ferris wheel, and I just knew their whole story. They were about to fall in love, but they hadn't yet. And then the Ferris wheel stopped. Just for a moment, but my eyes are fast and I'm good with charcoal, so it was easy. Viva came up behind me as soon as I finished. She had been telling everyone else in the class that they were being inventive or that they had imagination. But she looked over my shoulder, paused for just a moment, and then just didn't say anything.
Would you spare me the story of how you and Viva met?
It's a good story. Okay, but I want to hear your version.
It was when you first moved to the city. Where you wanted to see everything you could, and somehow you found yourself in that basement gallery downtown. That was the moment that you knew that you wanted to become an artist. That's where it happened. It was three prints hanging on that wall. You just knew that you needed them, right? And so you looked around to see if there was anyone you could buy them from, and that's when you saw her. That's when you knew.
Are you done? That's not what happened. Kind of scary, actually. Well, nothing like that had ever happened to me before. thought she was lying. I think we love all the same things. See, the thing you never understood about Viva is that we don't really like each other that much. But I always still wanted to. I remember every image she makes. It's like the prints she makes have a direct line to my memory and I can't turn it off. I don't understand how it works. Did I ever tell you about the documentary she was in?
Yeah.
She used to volunteer at this experimental education program to help adults read. They were trying this new technique. Instead of teaching the students taught themselves. You heard about it. See, the thing is, if a guy has spent his entire life taking apart engines and reading diagrams and he's some sort of genius when it comes to automobiles, how do you think he's gonna feel when he's being taught to read the same way as his 5-year-old? Spelling rules are really condescending. So instead, this program had the students teaching what they already know to each other, using reference materials, asking a lot of questions. I mean, most of them already spoke English, so it's inside of them. It just needs some movement, someone to get them excited about it. The program started getting national attention. Viva began doing interviews, getting a lot of press. People were finally starting to talk about the importance of adult education and the need for programs like this. And she did that. It was impossible that it wasn't a good thing, but never felt right to her. She was beginning to grow resentful. They thought they were teaching themselves and they felt empowered. She tried teaching them the wrong things, even gave them the wrong books.
She gave them the wrong books?
Well, yeah, but it didn't work. Once they figured it out, they asked her to leave and her career was pretty much over. Imagine if that never happened. She never would have discovered that she was an artist. She never would have made those prints, and I never would have met her. Is there coming to class tomorrow?
Maybe next week.
Thank you. I'm so glad you never tried coming to our class. You wouldn't be very good at it. Look at these hands. Printmaking is an ancient art form, you know. Someone didn't just invent it. Demise pending there, and this bus driver creaming toward the intersection, and I look up, the bus driver was asleep behind the fucking wheel. Can you believe that? He was actually sleeping, and, like, I just, like, knew this, and he was gonna later deny this, but I just, like, I don't know, I just, like, something came over me, and I, like, dove into the middle of the intersection. It was, like, 10 feet to this guy, and I just grabbed him up, and before I even knew, we were, like, on the other side of the road, 10 feet away, on the, like, lying on the sidewalk. He's looking up in my eyes.
Next week, I came back, followed by the week after that. I never spoke with any of my classmates. I never went to their performances, and I never made any friends. Year after year, I would just go. The students would change. The inside.